This is the Action Movie Guys Podcast, bringing you action movie reviews from across the decades, plus box office numbers and insight like never before. And now, your hosts of the Action Movie Guys Podcast, Alex and Nate.
What's up, everyone? Welcome to episode number 328 of the Action Movie Guys Podcast. I'm your host, Nate, and this is my co-host,
Alex Figueroa.
And we are once again joined by our other temporary member. You know him. You love him. Pop Culture 33 is where you can find him. Evan, say hello to everybody.
Hello.
There you go. That's his new intro from now on. And so, yes, we are going to be concluding our Cops and Robbers month. Now, this is the last of our movies that we've done. It's been, a solid month so far. You know, we haven't given anything like absolute garbage scores yet. So we got to say a decent month. But how will it end? It's going to be ending with a movie from 2008 called Pride and Glory. Now, this has quite a cast. You got Colin Farrell. You got Edward Norton, John Voight. Okay. And then a bunch of good character actors like Frank Grillo and Shea Whigham and that other guy. So yeah, you get like a lot of people in it. Oh,
that
in this. Yeah, the other lady. So a solid cast directed by Gavin O'Connor. Now, before we start, you know, I always like to ask, Alex, have you seen and or heard of this film before this?
No, never heard of it. Never even thought this existed. So yeah.
Never knew it was. Okay. Evan, yep. Same question. Had you seen it? Or knew of it?
I saw it in the theater because it starred two of my favorite actors. So I like Colin Farrell and I like Edward Norton. So when you put those two together, I said, I'm going to be there.
There you go. Okay. And I too saw this at the theater back in 2008 when I was just a young whippersnapper of 21 years old. And now, second time watching it. This is it. I haven't seen it in 16 years. You don't know how many movies I own that I saw it at the theater, bought it, and then never watched it again. I have a lot of them. This is one of them. So let's get into it. Before we do, Rotten Tomatoes scores. This was a rough week. Sum of All Fears was low. These are even lower. Well, the audience score is the same as that, 49%. But the critic score on this bad boy, 35%. Now, that's not always telling, because you remember 21 Bridges had a pretty low score, and we enjoyed that one for the most part. So 35 and 49, do any of you guys find those numbers surprising? Low, high, or maybe spot on?
No, I'm not surprised with this. not surprised at all with the film. Nope.
Nope. Well, you know what? Let's just jump into it. So we're gonna go ahead and get into it. This is a New York cop movie. I'm a sucker for a good New York cop movie. Our lead character, he's gonna be Ray Tierney, played by, I think, the great Edward Norton. I also, Evan, like you, am a fan. I'm gonna let you go first since you're a fan of his and he made you go to the theater to see this. What did you think?
I actually like this character. I feel like we get to know him throughout the movie. We get told some stuff, but we get some stuff revealed, which I feel like sometimes in cops movies, you don't actually get reveals. You get pretty much told who they are, and then they just play into that character of what we've been told. But this is the one where I felt like Edward Norton, we're going to get one side, and he goes, because the way he looks, the way you're going to get, but then we end up getting a different side of this person, and then the middle ground, and part of the family, because it's a cop dynasty. So John Voight's dad, his brother's a cop, his sister Mary's a cop, so it's all intertwined. But I really liked this character. I felt I understood his emotions and why he chose certain things, and so I gave him a 4. He wasn't perfect, but he wasn't terrible. I really liked him.
All right, a 4 from Evan. Alex, what'd you think?
I gave him a 4 also. I thought he was great. I liked the character a lot. Evan said everything. I mean, the only thing I could throw in is that I like he was by the book. He didn't care what was, he just wanted to get his job done. And I like characters like that when you go against the yin and the yang. So with that, yeah, he was great. Ed Norton's a great actor. Still think he should have continued being Bruce Banner, but that's just me. But yeah, other than that, yeah, I gave him a 4.
Yeah, I think we're all in the same boat here. You know, Alex, we've talked about it on some of these episodes. I do like a good cop movie where it's like rated R, it's hard R, lots of cursing and blood and violence in it. But the cop just, you know, there got to be one that's not dirty that you can like root for and relate to. Mm-hmm. And he, like you said, he's by the book, but at the same time, and this is the reason I gave him a 4, is, you know, Evan, you're right. They set him up like he has a scar on his face. So they set him up like he's going to be some kind of, you know, like he might be have some things and some skeletons that are, you know, he's actually bad or something. But then when they get to the interview with like the internal affairs and he's like, I'm not telling y'all what happened. You know what I mean? Because at the end of the day, he's in a tough spot because it's also his family. He knows that's his wife's husband, you know? And he's like, I didn't shoot him, but I'm not going to say anything else. I'm just going to leave it at that. And I was like, dang, you know, he's got a loyalty to him while still not just, you know, taking the blame or ratting out his brother. He could have been like, yeah, he did it. And this is what happened. But he didn't. I thought he was complex in that regard. Plus, I just love at the end when he just squares up with Colin Farrell. He just like goes to the bar and he's like, we're just going to fight then. And whoever wins, that's who wins. You know what I mean? So I did like him as well. I wish he was in it more. There's not like a long stretches where he goes away. And I was like, I liked following him in the investigation of what was happening. This is like an investigation movie, you know? So I would have liked to have been with him a little more, but it's okay. A 4. All right. Now, main villain. Now, this is one of those movies where there is a lot of bad cops, crooked cops. Ultimately, Colin Farrell's Jimmy Egan is the main antagonist. Alex, what did you think?
Okay. I thought the villains were pretty good in this one. I gave him a 4. I could give him a 5. Honestly, I would give him a 5 because they were doing this under the father's, like, didn't know what was going on. Not even the other brother, right? Like, he was the head of the...
He was kind of, like, out of the loop. They were working, like, under him.
Yeah, like, he knew, but not as much.
He didn't ask questions. Right. He didn't know how deep. Bad it was.
Yeah, how deep they were going into it. So, you know what? Yeah, I'm going to give it a 5. Because, you know what? That was kind of slimy. And then you had the Frank character, Eddie. He's the one that went into the bodega and beat up the guy, took the dude's money. And I was like, oh, my God, this gonna bite him in the ass. You kind of knew that was gonna happen. So I like those characters. They were really dirty, really, really, really dirty cops. One of the brothers was not dirty. The one that was the head of that group, he wasn't dirty. He just didn't want to know what they were doing. He knew, but he just didn't care much.
He didn't accept the money. Yeah, he didn't take the money. He said, no, thank you.
So
he's a what's his name from Batman? Like he knows all the dirty cops, but he's not gonna take the thing.
Yeah,
Jim Gordon.
Yeah, yeah, but, yeah, he's like Jim. So I don't know. At the end of the day, I was like, you know what? This was actually had a solid bad guys in the film. Colin Farrell to me was like the main dude, Jimmy. I thought he was I thought he was really good as Jimmy. And you know what? Now I understand why they got him as Penguin, because he's actually really good in that role, that dirty cop role. So I give him a 5. I switched it. I gave it a 5.
Nice. Okay, and on the fly switch, Evan, what do you got?
I gave him a 4, and the only reason is that I downgraded the villain is not because of Colin Farrell. Colin Farrell, when he takes the baby in the iron, pure evil, pure disgusting. This guy's going to do whatever. It was disgusting. To me, it was the ending of his two other guys with that scene, and the guy goes crazy and he goes, I'm going to kill him. I see what they were doing, but it also doesn't make sense to me. Like that guy who goes in and says, I'm now going to kill this guy. Let me out. Where is he going to go? That's not what I feel that's what the guy who gets shot would have done.
Right.
Not that character. I think if they were to reverse the roles, I would have believed that scene a little bit more. And so that's why I knocked off a point where I'm like going, I felt like you switched the craziness of the character, because the guy was so calm and cool in the car. Don't go in there. Oh no, now you've done that. Now I'm going to like take hostages. Mm. Like, why would you do that? I would see where he's going to go. I need to figure this out. How am I going to like get out of this? Like set the scene. No, he takes hostages. So it doesn't, that's why I knocked off a point, but they're good.
Yeah.
Again, they're bad villains.
Yeah. I'm right with you guys. I gave him a 4 too. Colin Farrell. I always liked Colin Farrell. I remember I got into a discussion one time with somebody, like I've been a fan of his for a long, like since Minority Report. Like I always liked
him. Tigerland.
Yeah. I always liked him. I know someone who like was like, no, just doesn't like. And I'm like, oh, I don't know why, but I've always liked him. So even in this, there's a couple scenes like I like a lot. I love the scene with him and the Spanish kid in his backyard when the kid comes to his house. Mm-hmm. I love that whole scene. Also, like when he's speaking Spanish and he says, get out of here with your jungle language. It makes me laugh. It's pretty racist, but I'm Hispanic. So I don't know. I thought it was kind of funny because he says it twice. It's like if he didn't hear him the first time, he repeats it. I also love, I don't know why, but I love the scene when Edward Norton shows up when they finally get that Tazo guy and they're killing him. They're like jamming that wood thing down his throat. And he first walks up. He's like, we got him. We got him, Ray. We got him. Like, he's just acting like, you know, you don't want to go in. Yep, we got him. Don't worry about it. Look, we got him. And then he takes his gun and then he shoots him and he gives his gun back. And I'm like, oh, he just set him all up. And then he's with his fake nonsense in the interview. He's like, he shot him. Ray shot him. I was like, he's so slimy. I actually hate him. But I agree, as a unit, I don't like that ending for Shea Whigham and Frank Grillo's character. For them to have done all that stuff and keep everything quiet and, you know, besides John Ortiz, who gets fired and then shoots himself in that guy's car, it didn't ring true all the way. And that's the only reason I gave him a 4 also. And also a 4 for Colin Farrell, because he gets beat up by Edward Norton at the end and just gets arrested and then killed by a mob, like Halloween style, like Michael Myers. So a little weak sauce at the very end, but still very good. Very good. I think the characters, the best part of this movie. So, okay, here we go. Action scenes. Evan, what do you got?
I felt we got teased. I mean, anytime we're about to get something, a gun just shows off and ends it. There's really not much action scenes. We don't get any cop chases. I can't think of anything that truly is besides the fight with Edward Norton and Colin Farrell. Like, we get teased with it, but we never get shown it. Like, you know what I mean? Like, we don't see him catch the bad guy. We see him already beating up the bad guy. We see a guy put a potato on a gun and shoot a guy because somehow that's going to be a silencer. I don't know how that's going to work out. Like, any kind of act. So there's not much. So, and I literally followed this up with some of our fears, and I gave that a 2 based off of like the little low action. So I'm going to follow that up with a 2. I gave it a 2. So there you go.
Fair enough. All right, Alex, very interested to hear your take on this.
Yeah, I gave this shit a 1. In all honesty, like, the only thing, there's literally no action in this movie besides the fight in the bar, but that is it. Even when they're beating up Colin Farrell at the end, you don't see nothing because the cameras go to the sky. And I was like, what? Like, that's all we get? Like, I was like, oh, this is so stupid. Like, this is like, and I'm going to be really honest with you, this is where it goes, that is going to go downhill from here with the movie. So, like, the action for me, like, there's no action in this movie at all. But, like, even when they had the stick in the guy's throat, I was like, okay, that's cool. But the guy, they were already jamming this shit down his throat. Like, we didn't get to see him getting jammed down the throat. And when he did take the gun.
That sounds so bad.
It might be for the best if we didn't see him getting jammed down the throat.
Yeah, like, I mean, then, you know, and then when Colin Farrell takes his gun and shoots him, I was like, whoa, that's a douche move. And then he punches him in the face. Then the two guys grab him. And I'm like, you're not see. And that scene, I felt like I was like, man, if that was me in that situation, I would have shot one in the leg and the other one in the leg and be like, yo, arrest all three of them. Because I would have been like, hell no, we're not leaving this. Like, I'm the one who shot this dude. Like, I'm not a sucker. But yeah, I give it a 1.
Yeah. So that part, the potato part, cracks me up because this dude's just yelling like basic Spanish stuff. And he's just like, bring me a potato. And I don't know why it makes me laugh every time. Like, what the heck do you need a potato for? And then he's a silencer. You guys both said it. I gave this a 1. There's nothing. There's after the fact violence and there's the bar fight. And you see a lot of dead people. You know, like, they could have shown that opening scene where the cops get killed and the whole thing goes wrong. But nope, we show up there already. They also play football.
We got a big football. Like, the most action was a football game.
Yeah, I will say this could have been saved. Let's say that last fight in the bar. If they did like a... What's the movie? They Live, where Keith David and Roddy Piper fight for like 20 minutes.
Oh, yeah.
If that fight was like 5 minutes long... And they were just, then I would, you know, I would have, honestly, I would have gave it a higher score. It's not. It's like 2 minutes, they fight, and then he hits him in the head with the pool cue, and then all of a sudden they come out, or not the pool cue, the cue ball, whatever. And then they come outside, and he's arrested. And then the mob, like you said, the mob beats him up, and they don't really like, it's not that graphic. So I gave it a 1. I remember there being more action in this movie, but I guess I would maybe mix it up with a different movie. I don't know, because there's not. There's none. Okay, storyline, Alex.
Okay, this storyline was all over the place. I'm going to be honest with you. This movie was fucking boring. I was bored with this movie. I was bored with this movie. And I was talking to my wife about it. We were watching it. And then she fell out. And I was like, oh my God. So I stood, continued watching it. This movie has a good premise, but I was lost by the time, I mean, by the time you started to get the dude getting jammed down the throat, I really did not know who was bad and who was good in this family. I mean, towards the ending of the movie when the riots started to break out, which I was like, oh my God, I was like, now they got riots breaking out and all this. Like, I didn't like the movie at all, to be honest with you. The storyline was really, to me, it was messy. I guess that's the best way to say it. I thought it was a messy movie, a really messy. So I gave it a 2. for decent. But yeah, I wasn't too thrilled with the movie. I like the premise. I thought it would have been a way better told. But I mean, if you really look at the timeline, he grabs the gun. They're still family. And then all the brothers were like, oh, please don't do this. Don't do that. And I'm like, oh, come on. Like,
yeah,
like real in reality, like really. But yeah, I give it a 2.
Hey, fair enough. All right, Evan, what do you got?
I guess I watched a different movie. I actually liked the storyline. I liked how things were revealed. I didn't get the same speech that we've got in the cop movies where you go, I'm doing this because, you know, I need retirement. We didn't get no speech of that. They're just doing it. We don't know why we're doing it, but it was a plan and it kind of laid out and we got to discover it. And I guess I see what Alex could say. It's messy because it doesn't, there's no one spot in the movie where it says, this is why we're doing it. You just get little pieces of it and we're never going to get like the full why, but we just know it happened. And I think I like that aspect of it. I ended up liking the family aspect of it and, you know, the brothers fighting and who's doing what and why and how the father is driving the two brothers apart. Like, what this one, the older brother has to be good and try and move to the top because for some reason the father loves the other son and thinks that he could do no wrong. And he's done wrong. He's not moving up the line, but man, he should be. And so we kind of see the dualing-ality of those two brothers. I ended up giving it a 4. I liked it. I really enjoyed it. So I was kind of on the opposite side.
Hey, I like it. You know, that's the fun thing about doing a podcast like this. Sometimes you like it. The other person hates it. So I'm the tiebreaker, I guess. And I'm going to be honest, I was disappointed with this movie. I remember liking this more than when I watched it this time. I will agree with Evan in this. I like the bones of this movie. Like, I like the overall ideas, right? I like the family dynamic, the fact that it's a father, two sons, and then a stepson. You know what I mean? I like the family stuff. And I like the, you know, the cops, crooked cops, with the one that's got to investigate them. And, you know, that whole thing of like, do I do this to my brother-in-law or do I not? I agree with Alex in that. I don't think the execution was great. I think it gets bored. I was also bored a number of times. I think I don't like that Edward Norton goes off and you don't even know what he's doing for like long stretches. And you know what this felt like to me? A TV show. This felt like NYPD episode. Blue, like 5-episode arc. This should have been either a miniseries or some sort of like TV thing because it's a little over 2 hours and they do wrap certain, like these could have been stretched out. The investigation part of it, these cops, how crooked they are, what I could totally see this being a show, but as a movie, it feels both somehow, it feels both slow and rushed. Somehow, like by the end of it, like what? Okay, whatever. So I don't know. I wasn't crazy about it. Could see your points, both of you. I gave it a 2 as well. I wasn't crazy about it. So 2 for me, 4 for Evan. He enjoyed it. 2 for Alex. All right. Overall, Evan, what do you got?
I'm gonna end up with a 4 again. I don't know if it's maybe 1. It could be, I love Colin Farrell, I love Edward Norton. So you have these two in it. I don't know if I'm a sucker for that, how well they act. Like really, even in bad movies, these two shine, I feel, as they do well. But maybe I was thinking, maybe it was just because it was different than the other movies we watched. And that just felt refreshing for me. Sure. And so I might have given it a higher score because I don't plan on rewatching this anytime soon, but I didn't not like it. So I ended up with a 4, but I probably should be at a 3, but probably with Edward Norton's performance, I probably bumped it up because I really thought he did well in this movie. So that's where I ended up.
Hey, whatever works for you. You enjoyed it. A 4 for Evan. Alex, what do you got?
Okay, so when it comes to, I totally understand what you're talking about, Evan. Ed Norton is really good in this movie. I think he's really good. I think they're all good. I'm not saying that the acting is horrible in this movie. The acting throughout everybody was good. The family aspect of the film was really good. When they're having Thanksgiving or Christmas together, that is all good. They're filling that all up to make you go, oh wow, they're really knit close together and all this. And then all of a sudden this one investigation and the father forces Ed Norton to come back to work and this thing. And then it just goes spiraling down the hill, right? I just don't like the from the point A to point B storyline. I did not like the way it went. I agree with Nate. This thing, I was just like, man, 45 minutes in this movie, I was like, I'm really, like, my eyes started to draw, like, be drowsy. I was like, oh, man. And then there's certain points that I woke up again where, you know, he had the iron to the baby, which I was like, holy shit. Like, that is, you know, crazy. But then after that, that's pretty much it. Like, I was just like, oh, you know. So I wanted the movie to be better. Again, I like these type of storylines, but look at the way Street Kings is, right? Street Kings is similar to this. They're not family, but it kind of had the same feel, right? The Keanu Reeves and Ed Norton was the same type of character. He had to, you know, in terms of cops, you know, they threw him in the middle of all this. He knew what was going on. Well, this one, Keanu Reeves didn't. Oh, the same shit that he didn't know what was going on either with the money. So I don't know. Is it two different style of movies? Similar. One was executed for me was way better than this one. This one's just a lengthier version. And I was bored. So I gave it a 2. I thought it was a decent movie. I don't think I'm revisiting this one. Right. Ever again.
So, but yeah, so it's a 4 2. From Evan, a 2 from Alex. You know what? I actually, on this one, I fall right in the middle. I gave it a 3. Mm. Because even though I don't love the storyline and there's no action to be seen, I agree with Evan in that I think the acting and the characters make it watchable for me. Like, I really like watching. I really like Colin Farrell in this movie a lot.
Yeah, he's good.
Yeah, he's really good. And I like Edward Norton. I even like John Voight in kind of the smaller role as the dad. I think he's good. So good acting will make a movie passable for me if other stuff is not that good. On top of that, I love the setting. I love the New York. And it looks like they filmed a lot in New York, which is...
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Which is good. Yep. So I love the setting of it. I love the characters. I love the acting in it. And those things... and I like the direction. I actually like the way he directs. There's like a lot of handheld stuff in this that he does, which is cool. The story brings it... for me, the way the story is told keeps it a little lower, but I still give it a 3. I think it's a decent movie. I think I liked it better when I was younger, but now I still think it's decent. Will I watch it again soon? Probably not. But I didn't hate it or anything like that. All right, so 2, 3, 4. All right, what is your total points? Alex, what do you have? Carry the 4.
14.
14. 14. Out of a 25. Yeah. All right, and Evan, what do you got?
I gave it an 18.
18. All right. I have a 14. Wait. Yeah, I have a 14 as well. Yeah, so 14, 14, 18. I mean, around the same. We're in the ballpark. Probably the weakest movie we watched so far for this Cops and Robbers month. But I think the last two, because even Edge of Darkness, like, I feel like I was a little disappointed in these rewatches of these last two movies.
Yeah.
I remember liking them more the first time I saw it than this time. So that's why Alex said it last week. Sometimes this show sucks because we got to watch a movie that we're like, I love it. And then we watch it and like, I don't love it.
Yeah.
So with that said, got some exciting news. We're starting a new month. February's coming up.
Oof.
So we're getting a new month. We're out of the Cops and Robbers month. Let me read you the titles for you listening at home. And this is a long time coming. These are movies that star not only one of the biggest action stars in the history of movies, in my opinion, but a real A-list movie star. This guy was a movie star 80s and 90s, a movie star, but these are not the movies that he was known for being a movie star for. So the movies we got, Alex, coming up. Evan will be here for one of them, not for the other three. We got a movie called Striking Distance. We got Last Man Standing. We got The Jackal. And we got Tears of the Sun. And I'm talking about none other than Mr. Bruce Willis. So we're going to be doing some Bruce Willis month. Now, obviously, we did Die Hard already, which is, you know, his biggest franchise. We already did those movies. But some of these movies have some good directors. I know Walter Hill did Last Man Standing. I know Antoine Fuqua, that we enjoy, he did Tears of the Sun. So, Evan, you'll be here for Striking Distance. But have you seen those other movies as well?
I've seen them all.
I've not seen Striking Distance. That's the only one. So this will be a first time watch. But the rest, I love Bruce Willis. So I'm looking forward to watching these movies. And then, of course, next week as well, Jack Ryan, Shadow Recruit. We will wrap up the Jack Ryan franchise. Evan will be here for that. So just that's what we got coming up next week.
Well, you know, it's kind of funny. So read me the names again, the Bruce Willis movies we're doing.
Striking Distance. Last Man Standing.
Okay, that one I might have seen. Last Man Standing, I never seen.
Okay, and Last Man Standing is a version of Yojimbo. It's the same story as Yojimbo.
Yeah, I didn't see that one.
Okay, and then you have The Jackal.
Never saw it.
Okay, and then Tears of the Sun.
Never saw it.
And funny story about The Jackal, it's a Bruce Willis movie, but he's the bad guy in it. So, usually when we do the theme months, like, they're the hero, but in that movie, he's bad. Richard Gere is actually the main, good guy in the movie. So,
and Jack Black's in it.
And Jack Black is in it, and Something happens to him, and that's all I'll say since you haven't seen it.
And the Jackal is actually based off of a true assassin.
I think you're gonna like that. Alex likes those. He's an assassin, Bruce Willis.
Assassin. So, if you want to know the Bourne Identity book, the Jackal is chasing Jason Bourne.
Oh, okay. Mm.
Spinoff action, kind of.
Yeah, so technically Bruce Willis is playing that character, that same, because they're based off of the same character in real life.
So he's after Matt Damon. I like that.
Yeah.
not in the movie The Jackal. I think it came out before 1997. Oh, you know, 90s, baby. It was pre-Bourne.
Pre-Bourne.
But that's kind of cool. He's a book character.
Oh, nice.
Sidney Poitier is also in it. So we're adding a little class to the as
well.
That's what we got coming up for Bruce Willis month. And then next week, I will let you guys know what our next franchise is. And I'm just going to put it this way. It is a huge mega. It's a mega franchise that we're going to be starting.
I think it is a mega.
It's an all-time. It's like an all-time franchise.
Well, I've been waiting for that one.
300-something episodes. We finally get to it.
We get to the mega franchises. All right. Well, there you have it, guys. You guys want to follow us in our social media accounts, please follow Nate over on Instagram at NateFlixReviews, the home of Geeks and Flicks Live. We're going to be going live Monday at 9 p.m. Eastern, and then on the other Monday, him and his friends go live also on Netflix Reviews and talk about movies and all the stuff that they've seen for the week. Then, of course, you can check out the podcast with him and his friends called Netflix Movie Reviews. Anything action movie, guys, head over to Instagram at Geeks and Flicks or our official website at www.geeksandflicks.com. Other than that, he is your host,
Nate from Netflix Reviews.
I'm his co-host, Alex Figueroa. Be awesome to each other and geek out.